This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Aaron, what did you do with caffeine-wise?
I did a Celsius orange today. I'm not much of a Celsius gal. It makes me feel like my teeth have electricity in it. So I normally... Yeah.
Sorry, what's that?
Buzz, buzz, buzz. I normally skip this, but these were on sale at the grocery store, and I thought, let's give these a try.
You know, Aaron, what's fucked up is I'm the exact same way. If there's something at the grocery store that I don't even like, but it is on sale, but you have to buy a lot of it, I'll be like, yeah, I guess I'll just buy a lot of this because it's on sale.
It'll be like a chocolate dipped shrimp, and I'm like, it's $2 off, and I gotta do it.
That actually sounds good. It's the semi-quincentennial episode, 250 episodes. JPC, Aaron, come on in. Mind the balloons and confetti.
Whoa.
Oh.
Have some cake.
Did you not have time to blow these up or maybe disperse this confetti in a way that it's in your carpet?
Yeah, sorry. Those are the cats got into those. Feel free to blow some up. They might have holes in them. Have some cake. It's actually pie. I hate cake.
It's all covered in cat hair.
Yeah, perfect. So chow down. Aaron, here's some chocolate covered shrimp for you.
Thank you.
Everybody grab some. I want to say that's Canada Dry. So cheers to.
But you're not sure what it is?
I'm not sure what it is. I left it out overnight, so it's definitely flat. Cheers to our, what was it called again? Semi-quincentennial.
A quarter ways to 1,000. Halfway to 500.
25 cents of the way to a dollar.
I have to take both your words for that.
I just looked up what 250 years ago was from this date.
Can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
It was the inauguration of Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say 1776, just like the musical, baby.
You're really close. It's 1773.
Damn. Wow, 3 years off.
So will I be right in 3 years or even wronger in 3 years?
Ooh, 250 years ago, the Tea Act, by reducing tax on imported British tea, this act gave British merchants an unfair advantage. Uh-oh. That started a whole thing.
Yeah, I wish I could go back in time and tell those guys, Tea Act, maybe not the best idea.
And we should say, it's just sort of a total eclipse of circumstance, a happenstance. Mm. It's so funny that this worked out this way. Just so happens that on our, semi-quincentennial anniversary, 250 episodes, it just so happens that Maria Menounos is pregnant and she just revealed her child's sex.
Haven't they been trying for the better part of a decade?
I think so. If the trailers before movies have been any gauge, then she's been trying nonstop.
We were saying to Adel that we think his algorithm is messed up. You're liking all the wrong things in your TikTok or your Twitter or whatever, and you're getting fed things that, well, maybe you do care. Maybe you do care for her.
Maybe I haven't been paying enough attention during her, Maria Menounos' newbie segment before the movies, where she just gives little hints at her personal life and like, we're trying to have a baby. Like it's a difficult process. You know,
it's been a real roller coaster and she's divulged too much information, too much personal information.
Let's check out Ant-Man and Quantumania or whatever.
And it's Paul Rudd in a chair with a gun to his head. Can I just say no shade against Maria Menounos. Aren't new movies just called movies? Why is that segment called Newbies? Well, because it's Is New in her name? Marino Nuevo?
Here's the thing. We'll never be able to figure this out.
Marino Huevos, Rancheros. When I close my eyes and try and picture her face, I just see like a chalk outline. Like there's no, I could not tell you any features of her. I just know her name, which is one of the rare instances of like knowing a name and
you
not
can tell us. We're your friends.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, I can't relate to this because I go to the movies all the time, but I time it as such that I don't watch any of the trailers or any of the stuff before the trailers. I get there 25 minutes after the start time of the movie, and I sit down right in time for Nicole Kidman to start whisking us away to a magical movie dimension, and then the movie starts. But I don't know anything about what you're talking about because I time my life perfectly.
I also, what theater does she not work for AMC? Because I don't feel like I ever see her thing anymore. Is she contracted? Is Newbies, is that contracted with a different theater chain?
It must be like Carasotis or something.
Wow, yeah. Okay, because I haven't been to a Carasotis in like 15 years.
Maybe
they still
Regal?
Exist?
I don't
Could
know.
Be Regal. So I usually do what Aaron does, where I arrive about 20 minutes late to a movie, so I don't have to watch the previews.
You make a scene, make a ton of noise, make sure everyone knows you're
throw
there.
Throw popcorn in the air. Excuse me, I think you're in my seat. But I usually go
to Mr. glasses.
big ass Coke bottle rims of the glasses, lenses, with googly eyes on the outside of them. So they're just like, I can't see shit while I'm wearing them. But I went and saw the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it at a friend's bought tickets, and it was at a Regal, which I don't usually go to. And of course, I'm still going to be late because that's my thing. But Regal, I think, maybe has like less previews or something, because I was only like 15 minutes late and I came in and the movie had already started. And I was like, oh no, like, oh, did I like miss something important? Turns out nothing in that movie is important. You could miss whole swaths of it and you'd be fine. Sure. So that was, if you want to miss the opening of a movie, I highly recommend that you do that. You do it for the Super Mario movie.
Trick of the trade, and I've done that before, and it's with kids.
New Halloween?
Yeah. I've made that mistake before. With kids' movies, trailers are shorter because they don't think kids can sit for that long.
Oh,
so you get there, you show up like 15
that's
minutes
so
late.
Their attention span
that's exactly
is,
what it is.
Their attention span can
And I know that because I, too,
pets.
Missed the first 6 minutes of the Super Mario. Wow. But I think I got the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the gist of it.
For listeners who didn't put it together, I'll say it. JPC and Aaron went to the movie together, but they're making it sound weird.
Yeah. I flew back to Chicago. He made me promise I would.
I was FaceTiming my nephew the morning that I went to see that movie, and my nephew was also happened to be on the way to seeing that movie at the same time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "What theater are you going to?" And I could hear his parents being like, "He's in Chicago. We're not going to the same theater. It's too far away." And he was like, I was like, "Well, I'm going to a theater that's here in Chicago." And he goes, "What theater are we going to?" And they're like, "We're going to the one in Indianapolis." And he's like, "I'm going to the one in Indianapolis. Probably won't see you there." I was like, "Yeah. We're not going to see each other there, buddy."
JBC, you missed a chance to be a fucking hero. I mean, yes, Indianapolis is probably 3.5 hours away, plus you lose an hour. But if you could have driven fast enough, you would have been an absolute hero to your nephew.
I think if I could have flied, and if I could fly, then I would already be a hero to more than my nephew, right? I'm a hero at large at that point.
If I may
hero
say.
Hero at large.
We need to, speaking of movies, this has become a movie podcast like every other podcast. Speaking of movies.
Wow, okay.
I think
subtle dig at every other podcast.
I think next week.
I actually figured out why you're being fed Maria Menounos things all the time. It's because you only listen to movie podcasts.
I'm being sent Maria Menounos. I need to text JPCU and Casey, Tony, Audio Daddy himself, next week. I'll be texting you two on Monday, May 1st. Expect that.
Okay.
Because tickets go on sale for the Fast X 40X release.
Adel, it just sounded like you leaned on a keyboard and a bunch of buttons got pressed. What are you talking about? Those aren't words.
Fast and the Furious 10, the one we've all been waiting for.
I see. I'm doing a rewatch of those movies.
It seems insane to me that it wasn't called Fast 10, Your Seatbelts, but Fast X is coming out in 40X. and JPC, Casey, and myself, we're a couple of fast heads.
And I'm not even a fast head as much as I'm a fast and 40X head, because
yes.
I don't think that I would get as much enjoyment out of that movie if I was just watching it in a quote unquote movie theater, which is bullshit. Yeah. Now, most movies, I can watch Super Mario Brothers in a movie theater because I'm happy sleeping in a movie. But Fast X, no. Yes. 40X.
Okay, guys, we're going to play a game. I'm so sorry. This is 100% necessary. Adel, you clearly need to be... Oh, go ahead. You want to finish your thought first?
I just wanted to... Can I get a joke in real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say Eid is over so I can break my fast. And the Furious.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right, nothing. We have to play a game. I'm so sorry.
I should have sat on that. Yeah.
We have to play a game. You can cut all this out, and then I'll say I started talking now. Adel, you clearly need to be on the team, obviously, for the people who are naming these movies. So if the 10th movie was Fast 10, Your Seatbelts, I'm going to put 3 minutes on the clock here. The two of you need to come up with the titles of the Fast and Furious movies 11 through 20, just so we can get ahead of it and they can start actually using these.
Oh, I got the next one. Fast 11 Diesel Resurrection.
Wait, hold on. What is that? Say that again.
Fast 11 Diesel Resurrection.
I hope him repeating that didn't count against our time. I have the next one.
Yeah.
Fast 12 Days of Christmas. It's 12 days until Christmas, and they have to kind of drive. They're being chased by nine lords a-leaping, 10 swams a-swimming, whatever that is. So Fast 12 Days Till Christmas.
And then, of course, we have Fast 13 going on 30. By that point, the cast is going to be expanded to around 30 people. It's going to be very hard to keep up with, but it'll still be good.
Of course, after that, no-brainer, we have Fast 14 going on 31. Just kind of more of the same, but the cars are getting a little older.
Then we have Super Bowl, Fast XV.
Otherwise known as Fast... Fasteen your seatbelts. It's kind of a parody of Not Another Teen Movie, which is like doing a parody of a Weird Al song. Fast Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So this is where, at this point, the cars are sentient. I think we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the cars' 16th birthday, and they get a new car for their birthday. So this one has, hold on to your seatbelts, this one has cars driving cars.
Yeah.
So cars get inside bigger cars and they drive the cars, but there's people in the smaller cars that are driving the bigger. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's like a Russian nesting doll. Okay.
Then, of course, we have Fast 17 again, which is whatever happens in that movie, if that is a movie. It just happens, but with cars.
Yes, then we have Fast 18 again, which is a remake of the George Burns movie, where the car, it's an older car and it gets younger. So it's like a little baby car.
And is that different?
Fast 19, colon, the Cuervo Gold, which is a Steely Dan reference. So sorry.
And then we have Fast 2.0.
Yes.
They put the dot in the wrong spot, but it's 20, but it's 2.0. So.
Yeah. How are we doing? How are we on time? Okay.
I have no idea, but I'm going to read them back to you.
Okay. And then
I don't want to hear
it. Sort of like showing a dog its throw up.
No. Don't rub our nose in this.
Yeah, I don't want to. This is not how you train a dog.
I don't want to hear my ideas. Aaron, no.
10 is Fast 10, Your Seatbelts, which
Aaron, we
you never got better
this.
Than that. That one was the best one.
Yeah,
11, Fast 11, Diesel Resurrection. Fast 12 Days of Christmas. Fast 13 going on 30. Fast 14 going on 31. Super Bowl... typo XV, aka Fast Teen Your Seatbelts. Fast Sweet 16.
That one's pretty good.
Cars are sentient. Cars driving cars. Fast 17 again. Whatever happens in that movie. Fast 18 again. Fast 19 Cuervo Gold. Fast 2.0. Now, do you
and you say it kind of like the Cuervo Gold, and then the subheader on that is the Fine Columbia.
And Aaron, can I say I should have added this onto Fast 2.0? So Fast 2.0, of course, is Fast and the Furious 20. The subtitle for that is Fast and the Curious. So the cars are in college; they're 20 years old. They're junior year of college, and they're starting to experiment. So they're kissing, maybe same-sex cars. They're just putting themselves out there in ways that they haven't before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Fast 2.0, Fast and the Curious. And then after that, it's Fast 21, and then the subtitle of that is, this is getting exhausting. And that's a that's a fun play on exhaust.
What about Fast 21 Jump Street Furious?
Okay, Aaron, you're hired. You wanted the job and you nailed the interview.
That's the best one. And I stand by that.
Aaron, would it be fun if you were like a professional baseball hitting coach?
Sure.
Could your company be called Swing and a Miss? M-I-S-S?
And I'm the Miss?
Yeah, you can be the Miss.
And I make all my employees call me the Miss. And by the employees, I mean baseball players. Okay, this is a riddle podcast.
Oh, yes. And I am Old Man Puzzies. And we're about 18 minutes into this semi-quincentennial episode. So we should get to some riddles.
It's kind of fucked up to think about baseball players as employees because they have to they have to go to practice. Imagine being like, yeah, I got to practice for my job. And they're like, what? Mm-hmm. On a Sunday, you have to go to practice for your job? But yeah.
Yeah, it's insane that they're sitting in a dugout chewing tobacco and eating sunflower seeds. And then like a little kid yells at them and they're like, hey, buddy, I'm at work. That's what do you do for work? Run?
I'm wearing a hard hat. I'm obviously at work. Only one of you is wearing a hard hat at a time. Shut up.
And we're making fun of baseball being work when we're three professional podcasters. Professional, of course,
look,
written.
What
written
I do
ironically.
Is I'm physically strenuous.
Written in blood.
Yeah. Okay, here's our first riddle. What word, when read from left to right, is a ruler, but when read from right to left, is a servant?
Ruler.
This is a bad riddle.
King and gnit.
Maid and diem.
Carpe diem.
Queen
sees
and
the maid.
Niku. Nuke.
Nuke. Can you read it again?
Yeah.
What word read from left to right is a ruler, but when read from right to left is a servant? And ruler and servant, I don't know if these are the best choices of words, but I guess.
Well, can we choose better ones then? Just give me a better one.
What word when read from left to right is worshipped, when read from right to left is house trained?
Deity. You did.
A dog, God and dog.
God and dog. And I do want to see a scene.
Wait. God is a ruler? Yeah, no way.
Have you ever listened to that song? Who sings that? Joan Osborne? Is that Joan Osborne?
Does Joan Osborne sing a song
if
called
God
is a ruler?
God had a bus and he was walking and the fish.
That's What If God Was One of Us. Does she say he's a ruler in that?
I don't know, probably. That's Joan Osborne, right?
I think so.
Can I tell you the wildest concert I ever, and then I want to see a scene.
Yep.
The wildest concert I ever went to was the Grateful Dead. This is post Jerry Garcia. And Bob Dylan was their lead singer for the night. But then halfway through, they swapped out Bob Dylan for Joan Osborne.
Wow.
And it was the biggest shit show I've ever seen. Bob Dylan, you could not understand a single word he said. I know that's the joke most people make, but I think on this... I've seen him later and I could understand his words. He was clearly on medication or something was going on, but a terrible concert.
Do you think that Bob Dylan got a phone call that was like, do you want to be, for one night only, the singer for Grateful Dead? And do you think Bob Dylan said, absolutely, I'll take that gig.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that the Grateful Dead don't have lyrics to their songs. Being like, I think it's just guitars and stuff. Got there and they were like, okay, so like, you know Box of Rain, right? And he's like, what do you mean I know Box of Rain? Like, you guys should know Box of Rain.
He looked behind him.
Here's what I'll say, JPC. Is Box of Rain a real song? Because it could go either way.
Yeah,
that
sounds like it would be. It's one of the big ones. Let's try this one. You know Truckin', right? Please tell me you know Truckin'. And he's like, I know that it is a Grateful Dead song. I don't know what you want from me, Bob Dylan. Truckin'.
I do want to, based on the answer being God and dog, I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a Pomeranian? Whatever dog floats your boat, you have unfortunately passed away. You are you have just made your way into heaven, and you are meeting Dog God, played by JPC.
Woof! What a life.
Do-do-do-do. Oh, hey, I'll be with you in just a moment. I'm finishing up a doodle.
Take your time.
I can tell you're thinking, oh, is he's like drawing something on a paper. No, I'm making a plan for a new creature. It's a new type of doodle.
Oh, can I help?
Let's look at you. Pomeranian?
Uh-huh.
Nope. No, I don't need any of your qualities.
No.
And but... done. Okay. Angel? Excuse me, Angel?
Yes?
Would you please get this off to whoever takes care of these things and make sure a lot of these are running around?
Okay, rolls up, puts in a pneumatic tube, presses button.
What's the name of your new animal?
Oh, that is a crabberdoodle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, half crab, half labradoodle.
Well, I had so the best life with the best family. Super chill, super fun.
You are bagels, correct?
Mm-hmm. The very same. Yes.
Okay. Wow, yeah, it looks like you did have a really nice life. I'm kind of going over some of your statistics here. You're a very good dog.
Mm-hmm.
Housebroken almost immediately. Really, no accidents.
Well, couple accidents, but that's to be expected.
You hid them well. They never found them. It says here they never found them. So, yeah.
That's great.
that is great. Okay. Well, bagels, I have really good news.
Okay.
You may have heard from your time on Earth that all dogs go to heaven. Yes.
Yes, I heard that all over and over and over again.
Not technically true. That was our policy for, I want to say like 15,000 years. And then we just got too full of dogs. So we had to start being a little more exclusive. This is not bad news for you. Because like I said, you look very good on paper.
Uh-huh.
It comes with a little bit of an ethical dilemma.
What?
I can let you in. But
my owners are going to hell.
Yeah, I have to kick one of the dogs who was worse statistically than you, you know, from a long time ago. And they've been in here for a long time.
Yeah. Is Wishbone in
there? This dog died 3,000 years ago. Sorry. Yeah, he gets to plead his case.
My name is Creme Brulee, and I led several thousand humans out of a castle while it was burning. I saved so many lives, but...
I'm just gonna
pooped on a priceless
into
tapestry.
Heaven? Ah, thank you. So nice meeting you, Creme Brulee.
Yeah, and I kick them. I kick them when they go.
See,
that's just something a god likes to do.
Kick them when they go.
All right. Fantastic. If you had to create an animal,
yes, crabadoodle.
Think before you, because if this podcast ever gets struck by lightning, these animals will exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you create?
If we had to create it, so hold on. What's the question? If we had to create a new animal, what would we create? It doesn't have to be a mashup of two existing animals.
No.
Well, it should be. Like, do we have to say? Would we have to say like dolphinch, and this is like a tiny flying dolphin, or is this like a whole cloth? We're designing a new animal.
We should do. We should do one of each. And I'm going to go first with a mashup, and I think. There's nothing else will come to mind. There's a clear winner, and I can't even think of anything else, which is a snig. Now, a snig is long and thin like a snake, but it's, of course, a pig. So it has a little snout. It has the cute little ears. I guess its whole body is like the curly little tail part.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kind of, it almost like springs around. So it's like almost like it's a big box spring.
And this is no surprise. This is just something that I've been kind of tinkering with on my own for a long time. I'm going to go with the chimpanzee zebra, which is, of course, zebra body and head, chimpanzee arms, legs, tail, and butt.
Oh. And JBC, we never got invited to your island. You said you were conducting experiments there?
Fucking tax man came and took it. You never pay taxes one time. They will take your little science island. Aaron, what's your animal?
I think I'm going to do a flying fox. It's like a flying fish. So it's a sea creature, but it's a fox and it can jump out of the water.
That's already
I like
animal.
That.
That's already that's real
nice.
Animal.
And my new animal
for
is
my
a Glorbin. Oh, go ahead, Adel.
Oh, no, I got to hear about Gorbin.
I want to.
Glorbin.
Well, can I go? Okay.
Go ahead. No, go.
Well, mine, Aaron, and you will want to hear this. Mine's called a Sharon, and it's Aaron Keefe, but with shark eyes. That's where the SH comes into play.
So me when I'm hungover. It's like, brother, that
But you
exists.
Always stop. Sorry. Unlike a shark, you always stop moving. If you move, you'll die.
Moving.
Yeah, exactly.
If I move, I'll die. Yeah, exactly.
And we need a picture of Aaron with a shark fin that says, if I move, I'll die.
Oh, so my animal is called Takis, and it's the chip Takis, except it is an animal now. So that's no longer a snack that doesn't come from something. It's that's your eating. It's not vegan anymore. I don't know if Takis were ever vegan, but definitely now it's like eating pork rinds. You're eating creatures.
Hot Takis. Mm. Aaron, what's yours?
Mine is a Glorbin, and it's a glowing orb that can't talk or make noise, but it can roll its eyes. So it just sort of glows. All right. And if you have a Glorbin as a pet, it will just sort of float around your party and roll its eyes at people.
Quick question. So it's a glowing orb, but the orb has eyes, or it's like two glowing orbs that look like eyes like together?
It's a glowing orb that has eyes.
Got it.
I do want to see, this will just be like a 30 to 45 second. This is like an early 90s toy ad that you might see on TV. And Aaron, you're going to be the sort of narrator. JBC and I will be in it. And this is an ad for Glorbins. We're trying to push it on kids in the 90s.
Hey kids, put down your sugary cereal for a second. And let me tell you about something called a Glorbin.
My mouth's all cut up.
I was so hungry. What is a Glorbin?
Well, it's something that you're going to beg your parents to buy for you. Tooth and nail, you're going to beg them. It's a floating orb that will have your back in all social situations.
I want to go home.
Wait, it has my teeth and nails, or it's going to take them? What's happening?
No, the Glorbin doesn't take anything from you. It floats behind you, and it cuts your bullies down to size.
I can't see it. Is it behind me right now?
Is there one in the house?
Okay, cut. I know I said I wanted to use my kids for this commercial, but I actually need some more professional kids in here. They are going off script. Kids, it's not
I didn't receive a script. Am I getting scale?
The Glorbin went in my mouth.
She only wanted to use us because we're non-union.
Shut up. No.
See. Like any good ad, it ends with telling a kid to shut up. Let's do one more riddle before we go to break here.
So far, our scenes today have ended with God kicking a dog into hell and someone telling a kid to shut up. So this is just a very fun, accessible podcast for everyone to enjoy.
Something anyone can enjoy. I have feet, but no waist. I have back, but no stomach. What am I? I have feet, but no waist. I have back, but no stomach. What am I?
Okay, so something that has feet, that could be like a measure of distance, right? They could just be tall, right? Mm-hmm. It could be something something tall that has a back to it. So I will say a basketball hoop.
Okay, interesting. That is incorrect. But
fuck you, man.
a ruler. Like a
no, the
ruler is not.
I have feet but no waist. I have back but no stomach. And I'll say in this instance, I know sometimes they're very tricky. In this instance, it is not, I wouldn't say literal feet, but it is feet, not the measurement, but the stabilizing devices.
So it's a piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm. I have feet
chair.
But no waist. I have back. Aaron nailed it.
Wow. I was so close with basketball hoop. Although, in my defense, when I was a kid growing up poor in Indiana, what we would do is we would just cut the bottom of a chair, hang it up on top of the house, and we would use that as a basketball hoop. So.
Just like James Naismith intended.
Amen. I know who that is.
Famous Canadian who invented basketball.
And I know who that is.
James Naismith? Maybe it's Naismith. Aaron, go ahead.
Adel, you are a chair. JPC, you are a table, and you are talking to each other.
Just scooch, 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 scooch. Sorry, I'm so close. How's it going today?
You know, another day, another... Well, I was going to say dollar, but, you know, obviously not, right?
Yeah, we've just heard the word said, but I don't know what that is. No. I see... I saw last night, and I didn't want to wake you up, but I see that someone put a drink on you with no coaster, and I think you have another stain.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first one is devastating, but by the time you get to my old age, you know, house with kids and stuff like that, it's pretty much par for the course. Maybe I hope that one day someone like refinishes me.
Yeah.
God, I would love to be refinished. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mark. What do you think par for the course is? I know you and I say it all the time, just like we say dollar, but what do we think that is?
You know, I don't know. There are so many things in this life that scare and confuse
me. So many things, yes.
And I just kind of take them in and I kind of spit them out again. Because if I spent 1 second really pondering the fact that I'm sentient, I can feel things.
Yeah.
And I am a table.
Yes.
I think my world would just kind of implode. So I don't.
Yeah. Same.
I'm easy breezy. Same they put the cups on me. Who knows why I am, but I am.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
What do we think easy breezy is?
Do you ever try to talk to the people? I know they can't hear us. I know they can't hear us, but do you ever try to talk to them?
Well, here's what sucks about me. One of the things is that anytime a human is nearby, they're usually, their ass is on my face.
Yeah.
So I my voice is muffled. I can creak, but that's about it. Have you ever tried to talk to them?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll try to talk. I'll just try to say, you know, something, how I'm feeling, share a thought.
Yeah.
I know that I'm speaking the language they're speaking because I can hear them and understand them.
Sure.
The thing about it is being a table, I don't necessarily know where the mouth is.
Yeah.
Like, I can't explain how we're talking. Okay, yep.
Here comes Claire. Here comes Claire.
Okay, well, where's she going to sit, though? Do you think she's going to... Oh, she sat on you. Yeah.
I got to get a new table. This looks like shit. Honey, we got to get a new table this weekend.
No, don't call Dennis. Don't call Dennis.
Yeah,
don't call him.
You can break this one down and sort of just throw it in the trash.
Oh, boy.
Okay, maybe I'll take it out back and me and the boys will have some backyard wrestling. I'll throw Tom through this thing.
I want a divorce.
Oh, yeah. No.
Let's see.
He'll throw me through the table, baby.
Well, speaking of divorce, this is our last episode. We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
It makes you pretty funny on a podcast.
That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, I was just thinking that there's something about the fact that we are recording this one before the last episode that we recorded has come out. So we have no way of knowing if people are still going to be listening to the podcast anymore. Shit, we may have just done the first half of the show to no one.
Wow. That's exciting. Yeah, I don't know how this rumor got started, but this is not our last episode. Sorry, yeah, I should clarify.
It's not our last episode.
Like, you started it like 30 seconds ago.
We'll never know. It's hard to tell. But while we were on break, I saw a lot of tweets. I got a lot of emails, a lot of people texting me, friends and family concerned. This is not our last episode. I don't know how that got started. Please do not spread that rumor. We're continuing to go. We
announced it, and I heard an instantaneous parade go by my house, and I was like, that's a little offensive.
Huh, Aaron, that's interesting that it sounds something like this.
Do you think he had one prepared?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he saw an
opportunity and he took it.
I think the last few times we've done Animal Parade on the show, we've done the theme song and then Adam's been like, all right, what next? And I'm like, the whole segment, we thought that was what the segment was when it first came out. But the whole segment is the animal article.
It should have been just the song.
Lightning in a bottle, baby.
Painted myself into a corner. Let's do some more riddles here. Oh, actually, here's what we'll do. This is something special.
Okay, something special.
We have an email here. I rarely look through the emails or pull puzzles from the emails or riddles from the emails because I have so many gosh darn riddle books. So here's, this is an email from Thomas J. Brown. Thank you, Thomas J. Brown, for sending us an email. It says, hey, gang. A while back, I came up with a series of puzzles that make use of homophones. I've included some of the better ones in this email. The answer to each clue will be three syllables. I don't know if that's right, but we'll see. All of which sound the same. It will make more sense once you start doing them. One more hint. The puzzle clues and answers are in the same order. Here's an example. So the example that Thomas gave was harass New York bison.
Harass New York bison?
Yes. This is the example round. I've never heard... It's all homophones, but I've never heard this used for a term for harass. But I have to take Thomas's word. So the answer to that, any guesses?
No, I think I need an example one of these to understand.
Sure. So harass New York bison would be buffalo, buffalo, buffalo.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. I see. I thought it was talking about New York City. I see.
Wait. What's the New York connection to
Buffalo, New York. So the
answer is three homophones. We're not looking for homophones of each word.
Correct.
These are clues that are all going to land us to a word that is a homophone.
Yes. Yep.
Is Buffalo a homophone? What am I not getting here?
So homophone. As far as I know, homophone is like, it sounds the same, but it's spelled differently. And then homonym, I believe, someone's going to come at me, is said the same, but spelled the same. Is that right?
Homophone is each of two or more words having the same pronunciation, but different meanings. So not
different meaning. Spelling. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
I see.
So I'm thinking
origins
of homonym.
Origins or spelling. Yeah.
Okay.
Homonym is like there. That's homonym.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you say to someone who just lost a pet.
Yeah, if they lost a homonym.
That's
Buffalo.
An extra there in there. There,
if their
there.
Dog just got kicked to hell by God.
Yeah, okay.
He says that each clue will be three syllables. I guess, I don't know if that's going to be right. So disregard that. Here, let's start off and see if we can get into these.
Sure, we got this.
A bedtime expression said to a medieval soldier.
Night, night, night. Night, night, night.
Night, night, night.
Nailed it. Night, night, night.
Night, night, night.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are tucking a night in. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Night, night's just the same word. It's not a homophone. Night, night, one word? What's going on? Never mind.
You're tucking a K-N-I-G-H-T in for bed, and you're reading him a story, and you're soothing him before he falls asleep.
Ah, good Sir Winchester, it's time for your bedding.
Hail and well met, I do not yet want to go to slumber.
No, it is the eve of slumber, and it slumbers upon thine very eyes. Take off your mail, your leather jerkin, I think it is. Jerkin? Yes.
Yes, of course. Let me take off my, what is
your
this
doublet?
Pubic wig called? It's a merkin. Let me take off my merkin.
Your leather merkin, your chainmail merkin.
Named after the most powerful wizard in all the land. Can I ask you something, good Sir Nighty Knight? How did you come by the name Nighty Knight?
Well, Lord have mercy, one day maybe this will apply to you, but when you are too old for your knightly duties...
Let me pull up my leather blanket close to my neck.
Yes, and let me put another one on it, and now it's a leather doublet. When you are too old for your knightly duties, the king has other uses for you. So some knights become elder statesmen if they are wise and full of wit.
And some knights, if I've heard correctly, Sir Nighty Knight, some knights go to the great village upstate. I heard there's a beautiful village where the knights run free. They graze and they fight and kill dragons in their old age. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. Let's just say yes, that's true.
Oh.
And then some knights have what we like to call a gambling addiction, and they maybe aren't supposed to talk to the dignitaries, and they're not really good at court, and so...
I did notice, Sir Nighty Knight, that any time I put on a single layer, you tend to double it.
You want to bet?
At any time I put down money, you say, hey, you want a doublet?
Why don't we split? Why don't we split? Hey.
No, I don't... My
why don't we do a simple
purse.
Bet? You fall asleep before midnight, and if that's true, you owe me four horses, and then
four
I don't...
Four horses?
Yeah, come on. Or you just lend me the four horses now, and I could double those horses in 2 years.
Well, how about instead of four horses, it's four sets of corsets? Then that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm still a dead man. I'm still a fucking dead man if I have four dresses or whatever. You know what? Why don't you just go to sleep, okay? Well, I'll pick a story. I'll read you the story. You'll go to sleep.
Yes.
Deep slumber.
Sir Nighty Knight, can
I'll take
I
ask a look
a question?
Around the room.
Is
I'll
it
maybe
true?
Go into your chest. I'll
hey.
See if there's anything in the... What? I'm sorry, huh? You're not asleep?
Get out of my shirt. Don't get in my chest. Is it true, Sir Nighty Knight, that your gambling once got so bad that you had a hedge knight called Yabets?
I had a hedge knight called Yabets. Yes, that is absolutely true. Unfortunately, I definitely shorted on my hedge bet, and by that I mean he lost his head.
He was executed
for sure. Yes. Yeah, and a lot of my investments were tied up in his kind of whole thing, and the king kind of just split off his lands and titles, and yeah. But that was another life, a completely other life for me.
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we do this? You go to bed right now. When you wake up in the morning, if anyone asks, I died. I became a ghost. I went off to that farm that you were talking about, huh? Where all the
village,
good knights
yes.
go, yeah? And you never talk about me again. And all I need is like 1,200 gold coins, man.
1,200
come on,
gold coins?
You could spare it. Look at this. You have two doublets.
Well, okay, fine. Here, let me go into my chest here and push aside my ribs and here.
Oh!
Here we go.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, no wonder I couldn't find your money. Oh, it's inside.
Scene.
Push aside my ribs.
That's my favorite play. The play that you guys just did, that is my favorite play of all time.
Shakespeare.
I got whisked away in that scene. Incredible.
That's funny because, Aaron, if I'm not mistaken, your fucking cell phone went off in the middle of it.
I took a call.
Uh-huh. And then during intermission, we sold no merch, so...
And I chewed real loud.
Okay.
And I opened a bunch of loud, rustling bags, and I booed, and I cheered, and I sang along.
And just so you know, Adel was played by an understudy, so no refunds. Mm-hmm. Here's the next one. A specific breed of dog's food. A specific breed of dog's food. This is a tough one.
Kibble, kibble,
I would also say this word is also associated, I think, in the Midwest mostly with puppy. And it's also a southern...
Is it
almost like
Iams?
A southern kimchi. What was it?
Iams?
It's not Iams.
Puppy chow?
Wait.
You got the second part right.
Chow.
A specific breed of dog's food.
Chow.
Okay, a striped insect's...
Okay, that makes sense.
A striped insect's air gun ammunition. That's a tongue twister.
A striped insect's air gun ammunition. BBB.
That's correct.
Yes.
I'm mad I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, BBB.
If older brothers could, they would try to shoot bees out of their BB guns at their siblings if they could.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fucking cool. That's what guns should shoot. A cold South American meat and bean dish. A cold South American meat and bean dish. And this dish doesn't have to have meat, but disregarding Texas, American, it definitely has to have beans.
A South American bean dish.
So think
is it just chili?
Yeah, like
one
chili?
More.
Chili.
So it's cold, chili. It's South American, and it's a meat and bean dish. So that makes a chili.
It's saying it as chili. Do people pronounce Chile chili?
For this, they do.
I don't know that I'm trying to think. Now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, is that how some people say it? But
I don't think
it seems deeply wrong to me.
Chile.
You know, the country Chile.
I mean, that's how most Americans pronounce it.
Chile.
How do you think most Americans pronounce the most famous of cities in Scotland?
What's
Edinburgh?
That?
You think most Americans say Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't. What do you think they say?
Edinburgh.
I don't know that I've ever talked to a bunch of Americans about Edinburgh. Outside of like the Fringe Fest or whatever.
Sean and I were talking about Pepsi, and then we really truly heard the word Pepsi for the first time, and we were like, what's a Pepsi?
Yeah. Like,
Pepsi? Is that the weirdest word?
I have friends that are moving to Arkansas, and when I remember the first time I saw Arkansas wrote now, and I was like, oh, because we have Kansas, and Kansas is pronounced Kansas, and Arkansas should just be Arkansas. That's what it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet it's Arkansas. It's like, mm-hmm. What?
That's like saying if New Mexico was pronounced like Ne-Wimisico.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's New Mexico.
It's Mexico and New Mexico. No,
although I guess Arkansas doesn't have a space between the AR and the Kansas. Aaron, I'm glad you asked earlier. Pepsi got its name from pepsin, the digestive enzyme.
Ooh.
So that's an ingredient that's in some sodas. It's a digestive enzyme. I assume that's the ingredient that takes the shine off of pennies when you dump them in a vat with mm-hmm. Pepsi. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of
Pepsi.
Fun.
Like, do you want a Pepsi? I'm truly just blacked into that word for the first time ever. Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
It sounds a little too much like Hepsi for me. And I'm like, oh, no, I definitely don't want that. I know that I should not want that. I don't know exactly what it does, but I know I don't want it.
I love your doctor being like, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. And Sean and I were doing a bit, because you know how waiters have to go, is Pepsi okay?
Mm-hmm.
We were doing a bit of if a waiter didn't know how to say that right, and they're asking as if like Pepsi was like a woman that was like sick in the bathroom. Is Pepsi okay? So if you're a waiter or a waitress, please start saying it like that. Is Pepsi okay?
And if
okay?
you're Maria... If you're Maria Menounos, and surprise, surprise, she's having a girl, please name your daughter Pepsi.
Yes.
Pepsi's a beautiful name for a daughter.
Beautiful name. We have a few more. And these are, Thomas says these are the trickier ones. So we have three tricky ones. Here we go.
Thomas the Trick Engine.
The man will mend the back of your foot. The man will mend the back of your foot.
Okay, what is the back of your foot called? That's got to be
heel.
We and look
heel, heel, your heel,
heel, heel, heel.
Enter short for he will heel, heel, H E A L, heel, H E E L, heel, okay. Heel, heel, which is I also like heel, something heel, you heel. Say to your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Two more. The female deer's uncooked loaves take a nap. The female deer's uncooked loaves take a nap.
Do.
Yeah.
Do, do.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Ow, help me.
The trick to these is if you get one of them, you got them all.
So female deer would be...
Doe.
But possessive.
Does, does, does.
Yes. Yep. It's does, does, D-O-U-G-H-S, does, D-O-Z-E, in terms of a sleeper nap.
Does, 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 chili, chili, chili.
Very nice.
Does,
does, does. Does, does, does. Last one. An out-of-season corn puzzle. An out-of-season...
Maze, maze, maze. Maze, maze,
it's maze, M-A-Y apostrophe S, maze, M-A-I-Z-E, and maze, M-A-Z-E. That is, I've always wondered
like
why
those.
they didn't call corn mazes maze mazes. Hopefully you enjoyed these, and if you did, I can send more. Thomas, please send more. I love the show and support you on Patreon. Thank you so much, Thomas. And this is Thomas from Spokane, Spokane.
Wow. Spokane? Sounds like we got another one of these Thomas riddles on our hands.
Spokane,
Spokane, Spokane.
Actually, Thomas goes on to, and I didn't even see this, if you say Spokane, it's pronounced S-P-O-dash-can.
Spokane.
Spokane. And not Spokane. Okay. Which is a common mistake people make. Spokane. Okay. Interesting.
I do want to see a scene. Adel, you're going to be playing the most famous person from Spokane, Washington. You're going to be Sir Michael Spokane.
Okay. And, I assumed it would be like the lead singer of Modest Mouse or something. I assume.
No, you're Sir Michael Spokane. And okay. Aaron, you are going to be doing an interview for like a magazine cover about Sir Michael Spokane.
Hi. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
It's my pleasure. And can I just say you're beautiful? If I can still say that these days.
Okay.
Tip of the hat, wink of the eye, glint of the teeth.
I'm grabbing my coat, putting my coat on. My colleague is going to come in and take over for me. He owes
oh,
me
you
a
have
favor.
A dog. A dog's going to talk to me.
No. So nice getting away from you. Okay, here he comes.
I can't actually go in there because I
go.
Have a restraining order against Michael Spokane.
Okay, we'll do it through the window.
That's not how, it's a distance. It's not about the material.
Oh, can I just say, I once did it through the window. It was back in the 70s, and the White Album had just come out.
He's from a different time.
I know.
But I was listening to Abbey Road, and so we did it through a bathroom window, and it was just really beautiful.
Why do you have a restraining order against him?
It was a huge misunderstanding. I lent him $500, but he thought it was just like a $500 gift.
He's creeping up on us.
Sorry, I overheard you. Sorry to loom. Sorry to be looming. Can I just clarify, you lent me $500, and then I gave up for Lent, any loans, so that's why I didn't repay you, is to get closer to God, isn't it?
Please do this interview with him. You owe me.
I honestly, the magazine only sent me because if you leave the interview, they, hold on, I'm opening up this envelope, they sent me with a gun, and I'm supposed to stop you if you try to leave the interview.
No. You owe me. Carl, you owe me.
I was in the Forest of Washington the other day.
Who picks up your kids from school every day?
I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't be getting blackmailed.
Scene.
Sir Michael Spokane.
We love Sir Michael Spokane, but he's from a different time.
We love Sir Michael Spokane.
He's from a different era.
But it is Spokane, as we all know. Thank you so much, Thomas. Oh, Thomas, we should also say, is from the Almost Plausible podcast.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, Thomas.
We should say that or we have to? Is he making us say that?
Well, yeah. Thomas is in my room right now.
Uh-oh. You can say implausible podcast.
Well, let's do one more riddle and then we'll come to a close of this, I want to say semi-quinceañera. 250 episodes, nothing to sneeze at.
I remember my semi-quinceañera, heard... my seventh birthday.
Let's do one more riddle here. Let me find a good one. Okay.
So, Adel,
yeah.
I was going to say, so JPC, what's up with you while Adel looked for the riddle? But Adel, what's up with you?
Just looking for riddles.
Aaron, so Adel, while you look for the riddles, can you Google what the Chinese zodiac year is for this year? Just wait, where are you looking for riddles? Because that's also just something that I want to know as well. Yeah.
For 2023?
You know what? No, let's do 2026.
Okay, Chinese.
Because I have planning to do.
Okay, Chinese zodiac. That would be the fire horse.
The year of the fire horse?
That's what it says.
You got to be making that up, huh?
I am not. And I do want to see a scene. Instead of a riddle, we're going to see one more scene. JPC, you are you're Paul Revere, and I'm panicking. You're Paul Revere, and Aaron, and Paul Revere's running out to his barn to go tell it on the mountain that the British are coming famously at night. Aaron, you are Paul Revere's horse, but you are on fire.
Yes, quick, off to Providence, you and I'll go to Boston to deliver my missive in the night into the barn.
Yeah, sorry. No can do, boss. I think I might have gotten an STD. I am on fire right now.
What is going on? Huxley, you're positively alight.
Yeah. I've been having a lot of fun lately, boss. It's my own fault. I haven't been safe. I know about safe sex. I just have been practicing it.
Huxley.
Sorry.
Why buy the horse condoms if you're not going to use the horse condoms? You think they're cheap? First of all, I do that. When I go to the bar, when I go down to Sam Adams Brewery, I do let a horse condom fall out of my wallet. And I say, whoops, drop this.
Rivia, here's the thing. I hope this isn't important because I am not riding tonight. I'm going to take a long bath. I'm going to reflect.
Sorry, I hope I'm not too late. I am but a courier, the Pony Express. I have a message here for one Huxley. Is there a Huxley here?
Huxley's my horse. Who will be sending my horse a missive?
This is from another horse named Clairvoyant. The message reads, Dear Huxley, stop. I'm alerting all my former partners. Stop.
There it is.
I've just been diagnosed with Pepsi. Stop.
Yep.
Take care of yourself. Stop.
Right. Mm-hmm. There it
Huxley,
is.
Huxley, you have Pepsi?
Yeah.
I rode you bareback like 2 days ago, man.
I know, and I'm sorry. I'm
what
sorry.
What the hell?
This is the biggest thing happening in Boston tonight.
My shit's fantastic. Gonna look like Ben Franklin up in this shit. Famously syphilitic.
Famously. Just fucking fantastic. Way to knock Firehorse out of the ballpark, which is a phrase.
And that was a panic scene from you.
Panic scene. So imagine if I had my druthers. Let's go ahead. Casey, can we go ahead and hear a voicemail? But before we do, I think we have a brand new theme.
Nope.
Casey, can we go ahead and
hear... Speaking of that, if you have a theme you want to write for our show, please email hrrpodcast@gmail.com and we could potentially play your voicemail theme right here on the show. So if you're a talented musician or you got a little song in your heart, email us there.
Yeah, what Adel meant is that we would love to have a brand new theme.
That's what
I
was
saying. So we're just waiting on you to send us a brand new theme and then we'll have one. It'll be, and by the way, it'll definitely be played on the show.
Yeah, and can I just say it sucks that I had to set up the voicemail while I was searching for a final riddle, so that's why I misspoke.
That's why.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, please do so at 1-805-RIDDLE-1. That's 1-805-RIDDLE-1. Casey, play that voicemail.
Hey guys, first time, long time. My wife and I are having a baby in March, and it's a baby boy, and we're really struggling to come up with names. And I feel like you
Pepsi.
All are uniquely qualified to come up with boy names. You know, JPC, you named yourself. Adel, I'm really interested in what it felt like growing up with like an uncommon or really culturally specific name. And Aaron, if you dated like 10 shitty dudes named Theo, you know, that's good information. So I appreciate any help. I love you guys. Bye forever.
We love you. And that's not the end of the ep. That's not the end of the episode.
I have a book of essays about my dating life in Chicago, and it's called 10 Guys Named Theo, and I sent him a copy, which is why he knows that.
10 Guys Named Theo sounds like a celebrity band.
10 Theos I Hate About You.
Uh-huh, thank you. Okay, so we're looking for
Captain Hook.
Captain what?
Hook.
I also believe that when this voicemail was left, they said the baby was going to be born in March. So now we're giving suggestions as to what you should have named your child.
Yes.
Right. And anyone else can use these. So here's some names that I like. Theo. Yeah. Calvin. Teddy. Name him Theodore. He could be Theo for part of his life, Teddy for the other part of his life. What else?
I have some.
Please.
My gut instinct is to name a child Jacko. So that's Jack hyphen O. And then, middle name would be Lantern. And then if your last name is like Williams, it would be like Jacko Lantern Williams. I think that's really fun. I'd also say I like a hyphenated. So even like Nonstop, if you named a kid like Nonstop Belvedere or something, like Nonstop is a great first name. And I think it also sets expectations that they'll just be like really hustling and really getting shit done.
I have some suggestions.
Please,
too, because I think that you cannot go wrong with an X-Man name. So you have your Charles, you have your Scotts, you have
Professor.
Your Jeans,
yes.
You have your Storms, you
Hank?
Have your Havocs, your Polaris.
Started so normal.
Warlock.
You have Nightcrawler.
Yes.
You could
My
do
favorite.
Logan, uh-huh. of course, Logan.
Gambit.
Colossus is also great if they're a boy.
Jubilee is a great name.
Thunderbird, Iceman.
Yes,
Iceman if it's
Bishop,
a girl.
Lockheed, Kitty Pride.
Psylocke.
Someone I know just had a baby named Banner, and I'd never heard that name for a baby before, and it's so cute. And they
Bruce
call
Banner.
Yeah. And they
Famous
it's X-Men. So cute. And they call him B as like a fun nickname, and it's really cute. Like B-E-E.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about I think I'm going to die on this hill. I think city names should start to be first names. So like Flagstaff, Sedona, Sedona Williams. Isn't that beautiful? Sedona.
That's Sedona Williams. A beautiful name. Mm-hmm.
San Diego
Austin
Robertson.
Did it.
Austin did it.
Austin
St. Louis.
Our little angel.
St. Paul.
Buffalo Williams. Hopefully that helped. So I'd say either an X, name your child, it has to be one of these three. Either
Casey
an X-Men.
Says Edinburgh Refi.
Edinburgh Refi. Either an X-Men, a city, or one of Aaron's exes. And I think you'll be in good standing.
And if you can find a city that is also an X-Men and also one of Aaron's exes, like that's the trifecta.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. Trying to think of that. I was like, that can't be, that's not possible, right? None of the X-Men are city names.
Didn't you date a guy named Magneto?
Omaha.
Magneto Omaha. Yeah. He was nice.
That sounds like a football play of like Magneto Omaha 42.
One of Aaron's only nice exes, Magneto Omaha. The one that got away.
Magnetic personality.
I thought that Gambit Buffalo was pretty nice.
Buffalo Gambit, won't you come out tonight? Well, thank you so much for your voicemail. I hope we solved your problem. And that's what we
do
here.
We did.
We solve problems and riddles. And what is a voicemail
problems.
But a riddle? Thank you all for being with us for 250 years. If you want more content, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Aaron Keefe, do you have anything to plug or promote?
Check out our socials. You can follow us at Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter and Instagram. I know sometimes people, we've been getting messages that people feel like the live shows have been falling through the cracks a little bit, but we post all of our updates about where we're going to be and when on our social media. So if you want to be the first to know, check us out there. And then also check out Sitcom D&D if you can. We've recorded with a few dream guests of mine and it's been incredible. And so might be a good time to jump in. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I would say I've said it so many times. I'll say it again. I love receiving stuff in the mail. I love free stuff. If you want to send us something, please send us something to Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Avenue, number 267. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60634. We've gotten a lot of cool stuff. We've gotten some pet toys recently for all of us. Just very kind of you. So
yeah, and if you check out the Patreon live streams, we've been opening a lot of those live.
Yes.
In person on the Patreon live streams.
And you can see our little faces light up. So that's fun. You can also check out Hello from the Magic Tavern and Tell Me About It podcasts if you want to check those out. And JPC, do you have anything to plug, promote, or a review to read?
Not looking forward to this one, but if you want to get your review featured on the show, just go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, pretty much anywhere. I'm trying to cull them from a lot of places, but 5-star reviews and it might be featured on the show. Today's review is from Patrick Dawkins. Patrick writes, 5 stars forever. Lorem ipsum dolor sedimet consecutor ad dipsixing alit sed du ius mad tempor incidentent unt labor et dolore magna aquila ut init ad minim verenum quis nostrad exercitation olumico laboris nisi ut aliquip ex ae commodo consequat. My favorite podcast, and their Patreon is even better. Patrick, thanks so much for putting some English words in there, although I do love reading lorem ipsum text.
Okay, JPC, you just read a lot of Latin, and you read it very clearly with a lot of enunciation, and I don't want to alarm you, but there's some sort of smoke or hellfire rising up behind you. You've clearly summoned some sort of...
What color is it?
It's like an,
I think I might be the new pope.
It's like an orb.
Young pope? Youngish pope? Early mid-30s.
It doesn't look
early
like Jude
mid-30s.
Law.
Mid to late 30s.
Mid to late 30s.
Aaron, the orb kind of...
Jupiter.
The demon kind of,
Jupiter. Yes.
Bye,
forever. I'm having fun. Oh, brother.
Mid to late 30s. 34, motherfuckers.
That's mid-30s.
That's early mid-30s. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Yeah, I need to reply to JPC's tweet really quick, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to drive engagement. This is actually really good for the brand.
What's his tweet?
The tweet reads,
just got a news alert that says Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson, and Aaron Keefe are starting a Riddle podcast. What the fuck?
JPC's voice generated by AI.
I said, I'm upgrading to kind and sane hosts this time. Wish me luck.
Wow.
Is that too mean?
No. No.
No.
Oh, let's start a 4-hour recording, guys.
Yeah, no, this is a good foot to get off on. Cool.
Hey,
Aaron.
Hey.
Hey there, Hitchcocks and Tales. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have special guests CJ Tour and Bree Fitzpatrick on to explore a bowling alley. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.